Hi, I'm Scott Hallman, your pastor for the day. Today I'd like to talk about the growing existence of anti-Semitism in our country and what God has to say about that. The interesting thing is that God is extremely clear on this subject in His Word. Despite that, God is left out of every mainstream media account I've seen regarding pro-Palestinian protesters, college campus demonstrations, and other groups condemning Israel's response to the October 7th massacre led by two actors no one disputes, Hamas, whose heavily armed paratroopers swooped into a youth music concert in Israel and began shooting, and worse, more than 1,000 unarmed Jews without provocation. The second entity is Iran, which no one disputes funded the attack. Coming up on a year since the massacre, the subject remains hot among our nation's media, which again ignores the most important voice on the subject, God's. So let me briefly review what God says about Israel in His Word. First, God appointed the first Jew, Abraham, as an earthly father of God's chosen people back in Genesis 12. The key verse here is Genesis 12:3, where God tells Abraham, "And I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth will be blessed." It's important to note that the Jews, God's chosen people, were selected by God both literally and symbolically, literally as a group of His people themselves, and symbolically representing all people who come to faith in God, which the New Testament makes clear only occurs through faith in Jesus Christ. In that context, Galatians 3:29 speaks to all believers in Christ. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's descendants, heirs according to the promise. That is, the promise God made to Abraham back in Genesis 12. Here I should note that neither Palestinians nor members of Hamas have ever been recognized as having a country of their own. They are both groups that, among other charter objectives, were formed to eliminate the Jews. Many listening now may observe that Orthodox Jews do not believe in Christ, and this is where it gets complicated. The Old Testament's minor prophets clear this up, especially Zechariah. Yes, the Jews have and continue to make many mistakes of faith, and they have and will continue to suffer greatly because of it. That's part of what we're experiencing now. But in the end, a remnant of the Jews will be protected and come to know Christ, fulfilling the conditional promise God made to Abraham thousands of years ago. Think about it. Over the years, Egypt, Assyria, Persia, Greece, Rome, Germany, Italy, Japan, practically all of the Middle East, and more have tried not just to invade Israel, but utterly wipe it off the map. Why? Have you heard the campus and Palestinian protesters express why they support the elimination of the Jews? Zechariah says there's only one explanation, since Israel is virtually devoid of natural resources or any asset a conqueror might benefit from. It's because Satan has inspired them, since he hates God, and Israel represents God. You don't see Luxembourg, for example, under attack by anyone, let alone nations attempting to destroy it for thousands of years without any end in sight. The presence of such a strong anti-Semitic element in our country today is disturbing. But even worse is that even within some Christian churches, this isn't understood. I was a guest speaker recently at a Christian church where I spoke on this subject and was canceled for it. I was told many said they wouldn't attend again if I spoke there again, and so I won't. I am, however, glad I got to express this, even if it was my last sermon there. Apparently, not enough of us Christian preachers are spreading the word, and not enough Christians are listening to it. This has been Scott Hallman, your pastor for the day. Until next time, do your best and let God do the rest.